All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights hope that they now have the guy that is going to lead them into their next chapter in the Big Ten Conference. Now, after a coaching change was made as far as their head football coach, Rutgers is reportedly bringing in Chris Ash, who was the co-defensive coordinator these past 2 years for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and it would be his first job as a head football coach in college football. But you look at the overall state of Rutgers football, and this is a program right now that needs stability. Now, Kyle Flood was fired recently as the head football coach at Rutgers, and it wasn't because of what he did on the field. It was due to the fact of so many off-the-field issues that were surrounding this program. Flood was in his fourth year at Rutgers, but this was his first losing season. Now, along with Flood, athletic director Julie Herman was also dismissed at Rutgers, and during her time, there were plenty of issues surrounding the football team as well as the men's basketball team. So whenever you have a program, or an athletic program for that matter, that does not have successful teams, along with the fact that there are off-the-field issues with the teams, it's easy to show a person like that the door. Now, Rutgers is coming off of their second year in the Big Ten. They went 8-5 in 2014, but they were 4-8 this year. And number one, they struggled with the fact that Flood was suspended during the season before coming back towards the end of the campaign. But plain and simple, Rutgers doesn't have the talent level to compete in the Big Ten. I said that back in 2011 when this school decided to join the Big Ten and leave the now defunct Big East Conference as for football. And the thing is this, Rutgers football for years has been an afterthought. And they had a decent run during the time of Greg Schiano with Rutgers. I mean, it took him some time to build something. But when you go from 2005 on to 2011, which was Schiano's last year at Rutgers, they made a bowl game in all but 1 year. And then from 2011 to 2014, Rutgers played in three different conferences. First, the Big East, then the American Athletic for 1 year, and then finally the Big Ten. And they were able to make bowl games. But even back to Rutgers' time in the Big East, they were always a second-tier team. Rutgers, throughout this stretch, they've only finished one season ranked in the top 25. And I mean, nobody really thinks as Rutgers as a powerhouse. The reason why Rutgers is in the Big Ten, plain and simple, I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's the appeal for the Big Ten Conference of the New York media market. That is exactly what they wanted. Rutgers was 4-8 this year, and it is something that they need to get accustomed to in the Big Ten. Why? Because they play in the Big Ten East. And before you talk about doing anything else, if you're Rutgers, just like it is with Maryland, and I said it was a mistake for them too, you play four games a year against Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Penn State. And in all four of those games this year, Rutgers lost. So that's one third of your schedule right there. So for you to break even, you need to go 6-2 with the remainder of your games. And it is very, very difficult. Now, I know that the state of New Jersey is littered with great football talent, but just like it was when Rutgers was in the Big East for the most part, until Schiano got there, a lot of those guys weren't going to stay in New Jersey then, and they're not going to stay now. Why? Because guess what? Some of these Big Ten schools, like Michigan, like Penn State, like Wisconsin, have always been able to come east to New Jersey and get whomever they want. Now, with the fact that they know that they've had that expansion as far as their conference goes, it makes it that much easier for them. Not to mention, you still have to compete with the likes of a Notre Dame, who is not a Big Ten school, but they've also had a pipeline over the years to the state of New Jersey. And then you have some of the schools from the SEC who can also come to the state of New Jersey and peg the top talent. So if you're Rutgers, you're right back to where you started years ago before Schiano. Now, Ash comes in. He's not an East Coast guy. You're talking about a guy in Chris Ash that is from Iowa. He played his football at Drake He's never been an East Coast guy. And I think Rutgers really needs a guy that understands the area and has the ability to kind of put a shield, if you will, over the state of New Jersey and get the top talent. And that's not going to happen with Ash. And I know there was talks about, well, maybe they should bring back Greg Schiano. That was not the case as well. But I think, you know, this is one of those jobs, as far as Rutgers goes, just like Maryland and their hire of DJ Durkin. It's a situation where for them to get a guy, they're going to have to really overpay an established coach, or they're going to have to find somebody who's just really desperate to get into coaching. And that is exactly what they found with Chris Ash here. This program, they took their money to join the Big Ten. Now it's time to take the butt kicking that comes with it every single Saturday throughout the year. And like I said before, Rutgers and Maryland thought more of themselves when they left their respective conferences to join the Big Ten. And now it's time for that harsh dose of reality in which the Scarlet Knights are getting. So, folks, that is going to just about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 13 in the National Football League. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. Like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page of 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.